When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about curse words.
Yep. In order of offensive.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think we all know what the most offensive curse word is, right?
For is it like, the one I refuse to say?
Mm-hmm.
I would think the one that people, if you just walked up to somebody on the street and say, what's the worst word you can say? They would say...
The C the, word.
I think F word would be the first. It's just top of mind. Yeah. It just gets said more.
But like, it's not an insult.
No, but just, it's the word.
So is it really all that offensive?
But it just, it's like.
I like to use it for flavor.
Hey, listen.
Adjective, right. Verb, noun. Yeah. It's everywhere.
For me, yeah. It's like on the plate of language. It's the main course. It's a side dish. It's right. A spice. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little upset that nobody said it yet.
My favorite use of it is saying something is it's so good. It's like,
you just add a Y to it?
It's just like with a Y on it. And you're like, it is. It is that word with a Y.
I just want to say something. You know, you can go to Instagram and watch the videos of our show or whatever. You can see kind of what happens behind the scenes. Tiak has a little flag, like a referee.
Right, right.
If anybody says a curse word, he just gets it out of his pocket to remind standards and practices. Like, make sure that this doesn't get sent out
you
into
see
the
this
like
come out. It needs to be.
Yeah, I just want you to know that this room is going to be littered with flags over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even pull it out this time because I'm
you
like,
didn't?
No,
you're
like,
it's
going
like,
to
be a lot.
This is going to be.
Yeah, they're back there scrambling right now.
Yeah.
I think they got that
I'm like,
one.
We're fucked.
Oh, see, it's such a good word.
I do agree with the C word, though. That to me is more of a boutique-y, like curse word.
Because
I didn't,
yeah.
Because I didn't even know it existed until I was like way older, and someone said it.
Way
and like,
older.
They're like, I've never even heard that word.
How old?
I was probably in high school the first time I heard it. Like, people don't say that word, and so then I heard it, and I'm like, why is that offensive? And they're like, that's not. You don't think that's offensive? I'm like. I've never heard it before.
Yeah, I heard it in middle school, and I don't really know like the origin
of how you heard it or what the word is.
No, of what the word is. Like, what is it offensive to other than just like saying someone's...
Right. It is weird.
It's more accepted, though, in my opinion, in Europe.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
probably.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I was in a band, it was a term of endearment.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
see, I hate that. That feels pretty misogynistic.
Why?
Because there's no equal word to the C word for a man.
You really, like, these guys are sitting back there with the bleep ready to go. You've already said
the F word once,
and you won't do it.
I won't say that. I haven't, even before this, we went
you
on the air.
You won't say the word?
I really don't like
picture
to.
Picture yourself spelling it with a K.
No.
Say
no, I can't do it.
Okay.
And like my fiance will do this at home too. He'll be like, just say it. I'm like, I don't want to.
Okay. Not even when somebody is being one.
No, because like they have a backstory too.
Would you ever use it? Because I hear it now with a Y.
Yeah.
Like as a slay.
Right, right.
And
use it in a sentence.
Like, oh, that's
and that's a positive?
Slay, yeah. It's, you're working it. That's a, yeah.
My stepbrother has probably said that to me 100 times, but.
Okay.
Positive.
Any tears result in that?
No,
or you knew
no,
every
no.
time? Okay.
Positive connotation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what percentage of people don't like that word? It is the number one most offensive word.
Is it like 100?
It's only 81.
Okay.
I can see that. That's a lot. It is a lot.
Well, why'd you think it was 100 then?
Because that's also high.
I
I would guess.
Point, Erica.
No, like just, I think the 81% is 100% women. I don't think any man goes, we may not like it.
81%, that your math isn't mathing.
Okay, so some men, you're
some
right.
Some men don't like it.
Yeah, I definitely don't. I don't use that word because I was never raised with it. Yeah, I never heard it growing up. It never got indoctrinated into me. And then when I finally heard it, I was like, oh, okay, well, that's the most offensive word. Okay, I don't say that. And then I never like, it never
had cachet to you.
Yeah, yeah.
To like, I got to be the guy who says this word, because saying the F word was always so like, like the first time I said it in front of my parents, I was like, what a rite of passage.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was on FaceTime with my mom in college and I said something. What the f***? And I'm so uncomfortable swearing with a microphone in my face.
Oh, God, I don't know if they got that one.
Oh, stop.
I'm not sure if they got that
one. When I first started working with Slacker, my vocabulary got a little more colorful. And my mom thought I was depressed.
Oh,
she was like, does Erin need to go to therapy? She's cussing a lot.
Because of me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, does she need to go to therapy? Probably. Yes.
Unrelated. Okay, so number two most offensive word. It's not the C word. What is it?
Is it bitch? I'm not looking at the thing.
By the way, did they get that one or?
I don't know.
I like using that word when someone is being
that
one.
That is actually number three. Oh. And I don't think that counts. I mean, Meredith, whatever. What was her name? Meredith Brooks?
Right. Meredith?
Yeah. I thought of Meredith Blake. I don't know.
The chick, we played the song. I'm a
Brooks. Yeah, Meredith Brooks.
I'm a lover.
You can call yourself a bitch, but you cannot call other people.
Right. I mean, like.
Wouldn't you feel bad, though, if I was like, hey, Slacker, you're being a little bitch today.
No.
Huh.
At all. Not at all. There is not a single thing you could.
It wouldn't hurt your feelings?
No. Is there anything somebody could say to you, Hack? Like if you're a bad father or something, like,
maybe,
yes, but like,
yeah, not funny. Maybe that would hurt.
Oh boy.
I hear it every day. No, I don't know. I don't think there's an equivalent, but I don't use the B word either, because growing up there was like, that's the worst thing you could call someone. Mm. Oh, actually
a woman.
There's one more.
Yeah. Yeah. Behind this door, there's the C word. It's like, well, I'm already not saying
right. I'm
B
not
word.
Saying that one.
I'm not going
to. The actual number two is mother.
Oh,
I don't think that one's necessarily bad.
Why?
Sometimes it's a motherfucking good day!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.